what's on your mind?
Can you talk a little bit about the progress and kind of what you hope to see from the unit this game?
Yeah, we just, we've had a preseason where we've been good in spurts, and there have been times when it's been really good, and then there have been times when you go back and say, okay, we've got, you know, some work to do. So, a little less than 2 weeks before we open, and this is our last chance to get on the field and practice against somebody besides ourselves and compete and play against somebody besides ourselves. So I said practice. I meant play. So it's important from that standpoint. And then obviously Coach Fox talks about the need to finish the evaluation and to select the best 53. And this helps you finish that process as well.
How well would you say that the guys have picked up sort of your system, your terminology, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's ours. It's what we're doing this year as an organization. You know, it's not necessarily mine. It's ours. I think the guys are doing a good job. I think we've come a long ways. We put a lot of time in, a lot of work. We've cleaned up quite a bit and gotten comfortable with quite a bit. So I think all in all, it's gone pretty well.
How'd you evaluate Ty Warren so far? Is he bringing what you need? Is then
yeah, Ty's been pretty good. Last couple weeks have been more of what we're looking for from that position from him, and so that's been good. So, from where we started to having the unknowns to where we are now, I think it's been real positive.
How about Vic? How about him in that spot as well?
Yeah, and I don't want to start going through the whole roster, same thing. You know, since he's come back from his little bit of a setback, he's been pretty good. And so, right now we're trying to find the best combination of guys and want to make sure we first start by picking the best combination of guys and then play them in the rotation that they've earned. And both those guys have done well in camp and are doing a nice job.
How close are you to feeling confidence in this is the combination of guys? Do you think you're there?
No, I think you challenge guys and they can earn their way up or down as you go through a year. I mean, I don't know that you ever, they handle that themselves by the way they play. You know, if a guy earns his way into the first group and cements it with great play every week, then he'll stay there. And if he doesn't, then he leaves that open. So, but we're going to roll guys regardless. You know, we want to play in waves of people up front and we want to play with great motors and toughness and all those things. And sometimes those guys, you know, when you're taking on 600 pounds of man on a play, you need to roll those guys, keep them fresh.
Jack, realistically, how many guys potentially can change your mind based on what they do on Thursday?
I'm not sure what the exact number would be. Every year, somebody comes out of a spot maybe where they're not likely to make it into made it, you know, every year, every team I've ever been on. So, you know, you look for somebody on special teams, on defense, on offense to stand up, make plays, and maybe push across at the finish line to earn a spot on this team. And if not on the team, then on the practice squad. So it's an important time to finish.
A guy like Durkin, who hasn't been able to show you what he can do, but you've got a decade of seeing what he can do. But as you evaluate him, how do you evaluate him as you prepare to make these cuts?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that we talk about is everything counts. Meetings, walkthroughs, everything. And obviously it's been limited in terms of live exposure. We got some work with him again today in practice, and we'll get some more tomorrow. And then, you know, we'll see how the game goes and whether he plays or not. That'll be Coach Fox's decision. But we'll do what we can, have an opinion. And then ultimately, Coach Fox and John Elway will make that decision. But, you know, from my standpoint, I'll give them my opinion on how I see things, and they'll sort through it.
I was going to say, you'll get a vote.
I don't know if I call it a vote, but they're going to at least ask me my opinion, and I'll state how I see it, and then they've got to make the call.
How'd Luke handle that tough loss?
Good. He understands. That's football, you know. No, he's good. They're back at work, and they're getting ready for a Bingham team in Utah that also had the same experience. They played a tough ball game and lost by one. And so that's part of sport, part of football.
What sage, fatherly advice did you give him after the game?
No, just told him I wish I could take that pain away for you, but you got to deal with it. And I know you will, and you'll bounce back strong. So, told him I love him and I'm proud of him. You know, nothing more than that.